Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Black rock, black rock t-shirt.
Ow! Ow! Hey!
Hey guys, got my coffee, got my film crew. Looks like some rain might be coming, and we're just sitting out here for my first ever Jevin podcast number one. So, what has been going on lately? Well, I've been playing a lot. Playing a lot of gigs, sweating a little bit. I wouldn't really say I'm much of a sweater. Some people sweat more than others, as you might know. Some people can like sweat, get nervous. I have extremely dry hands, if you guys have ever noticed, but my guitar strings on my guitar that I play with at the beach are 3 years old, because I don't sweat, ever. I do sweat when I go on the runs, and that's been something I've been doing a lot lately, is losing weight, so I can beat my brother. We've been doing this fitness challenge thing. I'm sure. Well, I know a lot of you guys have seen it. A lot of you guys. A lot of you ladies. A lot of you dudes. Bros, bruhs. Seems like everywhere I go, people are asking about, you know, Gavin. Asking about fitness thing. So let me give you a little background on what's going on. My brother and I don't hate each other. All right, guys. I know you guys want us to like hate each other, or you know, I know some of you guys like to rag on me a little bit. All right, I got you. You're a Gavin fan. Got some Gavin fans over there. Got some gnarly Gav fans over there. So I would say I didn't really notice there was tons of competition between me and my brother until we moved here to Hilton Head, which was 83. And sure, we, you know, we had our time of, bonding time where like there was two of us, it was the two Daly brothers with weird names moved into this neighborhood called Old Woodland. So we, you know, we had some crazy neighbors. We had this one neighbor named Brad Lenke. I think he's no longer with us. No longer on this plane, on this planet. And he would kind of, he was tall. He was tall and white, very white. Super pale. And he played clarinet, of course, like most men do. And I think he tried to like beat me up one time, or maybe we were wrestling around. We were wrestling around this buddy of mine, Kurt Weinberger's yard. And all of a sudden it kind of turned into a fight. And then next thing I know, Gavin had to jump on this dude and sort of like, you know, stop that stuff. So we were a team for a while, and we're a team now. You know, obviously we're a team now. I don't know what that team would be called. Jarvin or Javin or something. But when we started doing the skateboarding and surfing, I remember thinking, okay, now we're breaking off into like our own little teams, or our own little gangs, I think is what you might call it. Like, Gavin had his buddies. Gavin gravitated more towards the surf gang, and I was more in the skate gang. So, we were getting fights. We were getting fights about, like, well, surfing's harder than skating. Or, like, surfing's more hardcore. you know, and then I would say, like, oh, I broke my arm, I had like a cast on my arm, whatever, and you couldn't do that in the water, even though when you, you know, water can hurt you. Then we started weightlifting, and this is where all the real competition started, and Gavin was just genetically way stronger than me. I mean, we all have our genetic gifts. I got the looks, he got the strength. So we would start, like, you know, after we would eat, like, we would get home from school and we would eat like a whole box of pasta. We'd split the pasta, and then we'd like drink a bunch of milk, and then we'd go to the gym. And so we'd ride our bikes over the gym, and then we'd start doing squats, deadlifts. Like, we used to like slap each other in the face. We used to like be in the gym. We'd be in the gym. We'd like be like slapping each other in the face and like screaming, yelling at each other, and like. And we were young. I would say we were young for that gym. And our friends would be in there with us. One guy, Sean Hare, who ironically is no longer with us. That seems to be kind of a theme of today's podcast. Sean actually lived across the street from us, and I remember looking out the window one day, and I saw him. He picked up his little car. He had like a... He might have had an early Honda Tercel. It was like a blue... It's like a real crappy blue. And he had a rat tail dyed blonde. Okay, this is cool about... This is good stuff about Sean Hare. So he lived across the street. We used to have, like, BB fights and all that kind of stuff. And, like, Gavin and I were, like, you know, pretty much on the same team because we lived in the same house. So Sean was in the gym. And Sean was kind of like a... You could tell he was going to be big, you know. He was, like, kind of lanky. Like, he was like a veiny, like, kind of like a grasshopper. He was real tall. He was, like, 6'6". And he had that blonde rat tail. So after we... I think we all had rat tails, actually, at that time. Yeah, I know I did. Gavin did. And so this is right after the skateboarding. We would be in the gym. And then Sean would be in the gym with us. I don't know if Byron Sewell was really there, but we'd be up in the gym and we started kind of competing, and Gavin was getting way stronger than me. And this is the period where everybody thought that Gavin and I were on steroids. And Gavin was extremely large for being a sophomore in high school. So we started lifting. Gavin was a freshman, I was a sophomore, and we got a weight set. Like, we got the real deal, like, weight set for our house. And so we'd be in there, like, like, squatting and, like, benching, doing all the stuff, you know, reading the books, like, staying up late at night, reading books like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. And then I started reading more about powerlifting. We have this crazy cousin, Jay. He's an Italian dude. And we went up there, and he was benching like some crazy amount of weight, like 500 pounds or something, and squatting like, I don't know, man. He was a hairy dude. Jay McCrone is his name. We got that knowledge, we stored that knowledge, brought that knowledge back, and then Gavin just kept getting stronger and stronger. And I think this is when we were like, dyeing our hair. We would like dye our hair with Sun In. We'd like spray our hair, and we had these they weren't duck head, they were Maui and Sun shorts. They were kind of like industrial, like shorts you would wear, and we put some bleach on them, and we would go down to the beach, like, you know, we'd hang out, and we'd like, you know, go to this island club beach down at Folly Field, and we'd like just party all night and stuff. My dad would come down there sometimes, like, where's Gavin and Gavin? Like, yell at us, and we'd have to like ride our bikes home behind my dad's car, behind my dad's Thunderbird, 72 Thunderbird, ugliest car ever. So, you know, a few weeks ago, I think it might have been the end of May. Gavin just came out of nowhere. Gavin likes to challenge people to quit smoking, quit drinking milk, trying to think what else, quit drinking, Okay, he's always telling me, like, Gavin, you should quit drinking. I'm like, I'd like to drink a few beers, you know, like having a couple beers. So he came out of nowhere with this thing and said, you know, he wanted to challenge me to a fitness challenge. So here we are. I feel like we're at week three, but we could be at week four with this fitness challenge. And I don't know. Yesterday I came up with this thing. Because I've been calling Gav, like, I've been calling Gnarly Gav, like, Chunky Gav, or, like, you know, like, just teasing him, like, calling him fat on social media or whatever, because we're just teasing each other, we're just joking around. And it's just brother scrap, just brotherly stuff. Made some shirts, and I made a song for the whole challenge, because I came up with this thing called Wake Me Up with September Abs. So, you know, like, wake me up with September abs. I thought it was, you know, came out pretty good. And it's interesting sometimes to me that when you get into something, like, obviously, Gavin's a tattoo artist and I'm a musician. I think the hardest thing about doing that stuff, being a musician, for example, is a lot of the time, you know, guys nerd out about, like, guitars, or, like, they start talking about their guitar in a song, or start talking about, like, a girl in a song, they get real good at guitar. I think a lot of times we miss the point. What appealed to us when we were younger, or what appealed to us when we were starting to really enjoy, first get those feels about music. And I think a lot of it has to do with the subject matter of the song and the way the song sounds, and, like, distorted. Maybe, like, you liked, like Metallica or something, you know. I remember getting into Van Halen's first album. When we were lifting weights, we were listening to that a lot. There's a lot of kids playing now over there. A lot of kid, like, little kid jams. So anyway, the fitness challenge has been kind of cool, and it's allowed me to kind of realize that sometimes something else you're not really focused on can be bigger than the thing you're doing. You know, like the music, sometimes something else, so there's something out there that's bigger. It's hard sometimes to step out of what you're doing, what you think your art is. You know, like, what's your art? Maybe your art is, like, people are painting those palettes, you know what I mean, or whatever. But what goes on the palette is the hard thing to figure out. Like, what is going to appeal to a lot of people? So, this fitness challenge has kind of taken on a life of its own, and people are really gravitating toward. A lot of people are. I see a lot of people. Hey, man, you know, I lost 5 pounds. You know, and Gavin was saying, you know, the fitness challenge isn't really about us, Gavin. It's about influencing other people. But we didn't really necessarily set out to say, like, hey, I hope you go for a walk, or I hope you quit eating. Those horrible frozen raviolis. You know, people get frozen raviolis, or late night ice cream when you're watching, you know, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but, you know, people, like, binge watch these shows, and then they eat, like, 2 bags of Cheetos, like, every episode you're eating a bag of Cheetos or something. Or it's sad. It's depressing, but it also makes you feel good, so you gotta feel good, you know. Got to make sure you're feeling good. And I do think that another thing I was jamming on the other day in my head was this doodle till you die thing. You got to, you know, I was at a school a few weeks ago, and I was kind of sort of talking to the crowd, the kids, and the teachers were kind of hanging out, and I was saying, you know, when was the last time you went outside and, like, just ran around? And, like, adults don't do that. I mean, you go for, you know, if you're a runner, you go for a run, or you get on your bike and you put on, you know, like, put on a mix. You got, like, Beyonce on there, Jay-Z, whatever, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z, or, like, a Beyonce mixtape or something, Kanye, whatever. But, you know, the doodle till you die thing is, like, have you gone outside and, like, just ran around, like, kick, you know, when you were a kid, you, like, kick a ball by yourself, or like, you sit down, and you like, just get some crayons, and you, like, you're just drawing, and then you're wondering, like, why do I feel good right now? Why do I feel so good? Because you're making something. You're moving, you're using your brain, you know, you just, like, write, like, haiku. 5-7-5, guys. You could do a workout, like 5 reps, 7 reps, 5 reps, and then write a haiku in the middle. No one's ever done it before. Think about it. I remember a few years ago, I would say 5 years ago, I was lost. I was lost in in the world of late night performance. In the wig, and I lost myself in the wig, and I lost myself in the makeup, and I wasn't writing any kooky, you know. What my thing is, you know, I like to think of a phrase, you know, like think of something, like Drunk on Dufusky, for example, is one of the songs that I knew, you know, when I thought of that phrase, I knew people were going to like it because I liked it. And I thought, this is going to be really cool, you know. And that's what I do. And so I write songs. I can't draw. Like, I can draw a circle, sort of. And I can sort of draw stuff. But my kids, my daughters can draw really well. And my son is actually used to do a lot of artwork. I think used to do a lot of artwork is what I'm getting at, you know, like, what happens? Why do we stop doing that stuff? You know, did we only draw in caves for so long? I mean, was there a cutoff date? Like, after you're 16, you just stop drawing, like, cave drawings? No, do not come out here. My daughter just woke up. She's probably prepping for Fortnite. Probably gonna get some, they cook now. My kids cook a lot now. That's what they like to do. They like to cook. My other daughter Brianna has a YouTube channel where she sings. And, yeah, I know, man. Brianna has a YouTube channel. And my daughter's art is video games. And that, I hate to say it, a lot of you people out there, like, you know, the people I play for like to bash rap music and video games all the time. Come on, man. Can't bash video games. I mean, everybody. And then, you know, the funny thing is they're all bashing that stuff when they're on their phone. They're all kind of like, they're like on Facebook and they're like, back when I was little, we used to play in a puddle with a metal ring. We used to have the thing. And we, you know, like that old timey game that no one's ever played, where you like have a stick, like a, and you like push a look, like a metal, like a wheel around or something. Like, no. I played a lot of video games, and I think rap music is it might be the most important American art form. I mean, I remember when I first heard, what was the first thing I heard? Oh, I heard Roxanne. My cousin Maria Di Marino came down right when we moved here. And she had this mix, she had this cassette tape, and it had Roxanne by, I think it's UTFO. And I just thought, like, this is so cool. Like, this guy was talking about, you know, obviously it's about a girl, because a lot of songs are about love. Everybody writes love songs, which I think are boring, but I know girls write love songs. And I loved this song, Roxanne. And, you know, it's art, too. I mean, it's, these guys were going out apparently what happened when rap was conceived was guys were going into these old burned out buildings, apartment complexes, and they were, and you know, could you imagine, like, they're broke, they don't have any money, and they go out there and they find a turntable and they fix the turntable that's broken, and then they find an amplifier and they find a set of speakers, and maybe they're like, take one speaker. I mean, you see these pictures, these dudes' speaker set up from back in the day, and you know, I mean, you know, that's, to me, that's so, it's just cool. I mean, you know, it's as cool as somebody like buying a pair of Adidas and you know, putting art on, or even like people, these old ladies that bedazzle hats, like, okay, hats off to you, grandma, you're doing something, you know what I mean? I mean, it might look kind of weird, I mean, especially when they wear it, like, play tennis, it gets all sweaty and, like, droopy and stuff, but I'm not saying everybody out there is an artist, and I'm also not saying that you have to have a thing, but I think your thing can be riding a motorcycle, walking a dog, your thing can be pulling weed. I remember for a while I was really into, like, pulling the weeds in my yard. That was my thing. I also used to go under the bridge and collect these bricks, and I thought, this is really cool. You know, I would go get these bricks. I guess they would, like, use them to weigh down the boats or something back in the day, and so they would throw them out as they were, like, I don't know a lot about boats, but I used to collect these bricks, and that was my thing back then. I bought a house, and I had, like, the only cool thing about my house, to me, on the outside of my house, because it was like a cookie cutter kind of neighborhood, you know, a lot of the neighborhoods out here are kind of like vinyl siding and all that kinds of stuff. But the thing that made me happy was when I would come home at night from playing music and I would see all my bricks, and from the sun beating down, there'd be all this salt, and then my son would, like, go out there, like, the next day, he'd lick a brick. He'd, like, always be licking bricks. But, you know, it's hot right now. It's summertime. It's easy to sweat, especially, like, looking at this storm coming. We are out in my backyard, and we got kids in the background. We got some bug spray on and stuff. This is my favorite mug these days. I try to drink huge out of huge stuff, like big, like giant. Like I like big cups, and I like light utensils. Super thin. I don't know what it is about a heavy spoon. I just don't like it. But yeah, I'm just trying to riff on this doodle till you die thing. You know, it's cool. But I know it sounds kind of like about art. I don't think it's about art. I think you could, like, what about bonsais? That's a cool thing. You could start doing that. Make music, maybe. Maybe you could learn how to swing a golf club the right way. You know, that could be your thing. You could get into hot rods. People like hot rods. You know who else likes hot rods? Women, for some reason, like to sit on the back of that dragster. You can't. There's only one seat in a dragster. Don't lose that kid in you. Don't lose the kid. You know, when you were 7, like, who is that? You ever think about that kid? You ever get back and, like, think about, like, who was I back then? I knew who I was. I was a long-haired wimp. but I was also a person who, I remember running around in the playground. We used to live in the Virgin Islands. We lived in St. Thomas. And I remember running around. I had a little girlfriend. I think her name was Dominique or something. Long time ago. She was from, like, she was from, like, Cuba or something. But I remember, and I had a little friend named Tony. I was like, well, we were like Gavin and I were some of the only white kids at this school, Sibley School, and we running around. I remember, like, thinking, everybody likes me and I like everybody else. This is so cool, you know? And then I moved to Hilton Head. And we had long hair. We had long, like, you know, like, our hair was, like, super blonde. And these kid and this buddy of mine who I'm still in contact with, and I don't want to, like, kill him or anything, but he always used to call me Julie. You know, and now I get it. Like, this dude had a man crush on me, like, back in the day, or he was teasing me because he liked me, he wanted to hang out with me or whatever. And he's a cool guy when I see him, or when I see, you know, all these other guys who kind of, like, would tease the crap out of me when I was, like they used to do this thing where he, like, they'd walk behind you, like, smack you in the back of the head, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's weird. You know, when Gavin and I got in all this weightlifting crap, no one was smacking us in the back of the head anymore. So, you know, it's weird how all that stuff kind of comes full circle. But I think about that little guy that I used to be a lot. And when I do my thing, you know, even when I sing or something, even though I'm not really like a pure, like I wouldn't really consider myself a singer. Like, but when I sing, and when I write songs, I'm trying to, like, get back to that kid, you know. I mean, I still feel like that kid sometimes. So anyway, I think that's my message today is, don't forget about that kid you used to be. Don't, you know, and that, to me, that also means, like, you know, get out there and run it. Go out and get on the bike or something. Like, go. We live in a beautiful place. I mean, you can, some of you guys probably even have bike racks or something. Or you can, like, you could buy one of those, like, $5,000, those things you buy if you're a marathon runner. And if you're hurt, and it looks like an elliptical with wheels, and it's, like, $7,000. Yeah, definitely don't buy one of those. These things are weird looking. But you could buy one. Also, you could buy one of those weird-looking bikes where you lay down and you're like, you're pedaling and you're looking up at the sky and you can't see anything in front of you. You know, and you're kind of dangerous. But maybe you need it. I don't know. I know one of my buddies got his spine. Some of those L. He got like L. Nine, or is there an L9? Is that a battleship thing? I don't know. L4? You got them fused. So maybe that's why those guys ride those weird bikes where they're kind of like laying down. But I do think even something as simple as walking, and, you know, it's also good. I've noticed my wife and I have gone on some walks, and we really talk, and we talk about stuff. And I just think, you know, I mean, that's what people do. That's what we're built for, right? If you believe in all that weird, like, stuff about, like, the human body and all that kind of crap, like, you know, we're meant to move around. We're meant to go over here, and then you pick up a salted cashew on the ground, and then you go another mile, and then you pick up, like, a candied yam out of the earth. So get out there and do something, guys. That's what I recently was lucky enough to do a TED Talk, and at the end of my thing, I said, you know, get out there and do your thing. And I think being indoors is cool. I love air conditioning. It's very important to me. I like especially in the humidity. But I say get outside. And I notice that I kind of lose that kid in me. If I go outside, I remember the long-haired little guy who used to wear a lot of sweatpants. We used to wear sweatpants at school all the time. We used to wear corduroys and sweatpants. I know Gavin remembers, and people used to make fun of us. But we were surfers, and they weren't. So, I mean, we kind of, you know, we thought we were cool. I mean, my mom used to always tell us, we're cool. Do a lot of moms say that? Has your mom ever said that to you? Your mom ever said you were cool? I don't know. That's nice. That's nice to hear from your mom. So I try to tell my kids that. I feel like this podcast might almost be over because this coffee's almost over. And I think now might be a good time to end. And see you next time. I'm Jeff Daly. And this is podcast number
Black Rock. Black Rock T-shirt. Black Rock. Black Rock T-shirt. Black Rock. Black Rock. Black Rock. T-shirt.